This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
We're so pleased, and thank you so much for coming in to have Craig Leopold, the owner of the Minnesota Wild, with us. So I just have to ask you, as you were watching some of those highlights, that they're your players, what do you think?
Well, they're as good as we thought they were. We're just so incredibly excited to have, you know, both of these guys agreeing and wanting to come to our city and our market. And, you know, we think it's pretty special that they chose us, and we're excited about it.
So what is the is the process like with something like this? I'm sure you guys, Chuck, and you and the other ownership guys sat down and said, okay, we want these guys, but there has to be a process unfold. What was it like over 1st, 2nd, 3rd of July leading up to the 4th?
Yeah, we went down two completely separate tracks. We were dealing with Zach's agents and his people, and we were dealing with Ryan's people, and really the thought of it coming together that they would both come at the same time was I guess it was on our radar as a wish list, but we never thought it would really materialize, and until, you know, almost really Tuesday, when, you know, they really took control of the process and they decided collectively, let's go to the same team. And then they were talking about which team should it be, and fortunately it was Minnesota.
Zach has said in the last couple of days, you know, just about tell us about the presentation. What was the key to the presentation that you made? How did you impress these two and convince them that was the place to be?
Yeah, the first thing, we clearly talked about our prospects and the core of our team with our center, Mikko Koivu, our captain. And what really impressed us is that they knew everything. They knew about all of our prospects. They knew about our great goaltending. They knew about our, you know, about Danny Heatley on the team and Setoguchi, and they talked to some of the players. So, you know, we're all ready to pitch them, and so they understand our players and the direction we're going. And the feedback was pretty obvious to us that they had already done their homework, and they knew that we were a really good team with a couple of missing parts. And their feeling was that we can fill those missing parts.
And, you know, it's funny because I've mentioned it a couple times already on the show. I think that the work that you know, you and the ownership group, and as well as Chuck Fletcher, have done in rebuilding this thing, making some trades that, you know, I remember at the draft last year.
Yes, right.
It's a hard thing to do to trade star players sometimes, but sometimes you have to do that. Take a step back. You added a Coyle. You've drafted a Granlund and a Brodin, and that makes it a viable option for a Parisian, for a suitor.
EJ, you're absolutely right, and it's really a testimony to what Chuck Fletcher has been able to done with his team in 3 years. And, you know, we have 6 or 7 young players that will be playing on our team in the next couple of years, with obviously Granlund probably next year, Coyle probably next year, maybe Zucker, Brodin's coming up very, very quickly. it's going to be a fun team for our fans, and we really feel like, you know, we have something special. And the fact that they looked at our team, they wanted to come here, it wasn't just Minnesota, it was they want to win in Minnesota, and they think they can do that. They've elected to play the rest of their hockey careers, 13 years, in our market. And they're not just coming here to play in front of their family. Mm-hmm. They're coming here to win in front of their family.
You were a businessman before you were a hockey owner, and whenever we have, you know, the opportunity to talk to owners, it's interesting to us to ask, how has your experience in business sort of compare and impact on the way you handled this? I mean, is the hockey business different than other businesses when you're dealing with players like this?
Deb, it is completely different. I mean, it's almost like you almost forget that you are a business person, and you're dealing with the passion of the game and the emotions. And, you know, I mean, I really consider myself a fan. I want to win. I want to win as much as every fan wants to win. And it's hard to separate the two. But ultimately, we put together a presentation as a business person would, trying to sell anything. We're trying to sell our market to both of these guys. And, you know, we had a presentation. We thought it was pretty good. They obviously must have liked it and bought into the, you know, to our future. And everything is working out great. But, you know, the whole business aspect of it, it's you're really not taking many of the business skills that you learned early in your life. Mm-hmm. It's hard to translate that into a business that is just all about passion.
And it's emotion. Yeah, there's no question about
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you about, you know, you were an owner in Nashville before you were an owner in Minnesota.
Yeah.
did you know Ryan Suter very well there? Because you were there then. You must have had a relationship with him. And you broke poor David Poyle's heart yesterday, one of your former employees there. I mean, what was that? How well did you know Suter when you were in Nashville?
Well, I actually didn't know him that well. Mm-hmm. I was there in 2003 in Nashville at the what was probably one of the best drafts in 25 years, maybe ever. Ryan was a big part of that team when I was there. And I knew Ryan from a character standpoint and a skill standpoint, but didn't have a personal relationship with Ryan at all. David Poyle, obviously one of the greatest men in our game today. It hurts that it's obviously he's disappointed, and will have an effect on that market. But David is the kind of guy, he's going to backfill that real fast.
Last thing for me, I'm curious the reaction that you've gotten back home. What's been some of the best reaction that you've gotten? Whether it's not just the sports, but the news, or I don't know, have any politicians called you? I mean, what's some of the reaction you've gotten from home? Or maybe your sons, I don't know.
Oh, I honestly, it is mind-boggling. This thing happened so fast. You didn't have time to think about what this impact would have on the Twin Cities and the state of hockey with Minnesota. I am completely blown away. Absolutely blown away. We are the first four pages of the Star Tribune today. All right, so it's phenomenal. We had to bring in 25, 30 people on July 4th to answer the phones of everybody calling in to buy tickets. Mm-hmm. We sold 700 tickets yesterday on July 4th.
Yeah,
and I don't know, have any idea what we sold today, but it's probably at least that much. So it's been fun. My BlackBerry's been going off like crazy. Everybody, my kids, they're just ecstatic. And the state of hockey is just having a lot of fun right now.
Well, when you go through a process like this, everybody's on you. And we just had Mike Russo on from the Star Tribune.
Oh, sure.
And evidently, he was hiding in the weeds there when you guys were getting off a plane in St. Paul. I mean, like, you got to hire better security now.
Well, he was in the public parking lot, and he you got to admire somebody. It was 100 degrees. He's sitting in his car waiting for a private jet to land and wondering who's going to get off it.
All right, well,
impressive.
Congratulations. Impressive you, what you did. And we will see you again soon. Looking forward to those guys taking the ice and watching you guys play.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks so much. Thanks. That's Craig Leopold of the Minnesota Wild.
Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.